Shall I go ahead, Julie?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm recently elected chair of the Finance Committee, and we're working as diligently as we can, meeting very frequently as a committee and also subgroupings of us meeting as working groups to try and get through a number of the issues associated with the budget passage. And I don't know if Lonnie's on this call, but he might be able to give a quick update. I know that a couple of LSBs have passed or attempted to pass their budgets. I believe PFW has passed theirs. New York passed theirs, but there was an issue about worksheets. We're all very close. We have not yet received the national budget. That's waiting for the passage of the local budgets before we see that. Not going to have a great deal of time to look at that national budget prior to the national board meeting. The committee has been discussing a number of policies associated with the budget process, and one of the issues that came up during our discussions of it had to do with what was the line of authority, who had what prerogatives at each step in the budget process. And to clarify the question of whether budgets passed by LSBs could be altered by the CFO or by the National Finance Committee prior to its presentation at the to the PNB, the National Finance Committee passed a motion by a vote of 7-4 that reads as follows: resolved, once a station local station board has approved a budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff prior to presentation of the LSB-approved budget to the PNB for adoption. Foundation staff or management or the National Finance Committee may make recommendations regarding the budget to the PNB prior to adoption, but these must be presented in a document separate from the LSB-approved budget. Once the PNB has approved a budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff without PNB approval. And I just want to clarify that when we talk about recommendations regarding the budget, what it means is that the national, or what is contemplated is that the National Finance Committee or the CFO could propose an alternative budget and argue for that budget and the changes. But what couldn't be done is that we couldn't go through and change the numbers in the LSB-approved budget so that when the PNB sees it, they're not presented with what the local station board passed. So that was the motion of the committee. I will say, before we consider it, that you had all been emailed that we were considering another issue dealing with the pre-passage portion and how that flow would work, and the committee either unanimously or with, I think I abstained, but everybody else agreed that we would table that. For one thing, we've already done that this year, so we have some time before that's relevant again. So that's the motion of the National Finance Committee. You'll be getting more information from us, obviously, as we get closer to the September meeting.
Julie,
clarification?
Thanks, Dave, for that report. And before we go into any just discussions, did Lonnie, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I'd like to speak on that motion. But before I do, if it's okay with PNB, I'd like to give an update on where we are with the budget process.
Okay.
That's okay, because the budget will have to be considered by the PNB. Where we are now, in terms of a process that we had agreed that budgets would have to be approved by the LSBs. At this point, we do not have an approved budget from KPFA. And approved here means either that the budget shows approval in the minutes, or we get a signed letter or from the chair of that LSB. We need it for the audit, and so it's important to have documentation of a past budget. At this point, we do not have one from KPFA. We do not have a budget from KPFK. The deadline was last Friday.
A or A? You said both.
A and K. Neither. Deadline was Friday, and working furiously to try to get this budget together because of the deadlines. We do have a budget approved by KPFT.
Yes.
And thanks for putting that down. WBAI have a budget from WBAI that the local LSB apparently did approve, but that budget is incomplete. And I've notified those folks, Indra and Baruti, that we really do need to have a crucial part of that document. And they are working on it.
Can you explain what that is, Lonnie?
Interesting. A budget comes in two crucial sections. One of them is that you have the summary sheet budget, which is the one you're all familiar with, and that gives you the revenue and the expenses. But also there is a separate spreadsheet, which is the development spreadsheet, which has in that spreadsheet the costs for all the revenue and the fundraising. For example, when you look at a listener support number in that summary spreadsheet, there's a whole huge development spreadsheet that shows not only what the goal is for the revenue around listener support, it shows the cost for mailings associated with a drive, for telemarketing costs that may be associated with a drive, for postage that may be a premium cost associated with a drive, and the assumptions, that is how many we'd be mailing and the premium side, what will be the cost per piece, what's the new postage rates that may apply to a mailing? Those are missing from two of our stations. So we don't have that document from KPFK. We don't have that document from WBAI. And this is unusual. In previous years, we've had those documents. So this is new, where they aren't being, were not submitted. We have them for WPFW. We have them for KPFT, but as I say, for we do have it for KPFA, an older version, but we have not seen the budget as a whole. But we have seen a draft for KPFA, but they have not as yet completed that budget. Now, I have a number of concerns about the budget process, which I won't, I guess, go into here, unless people want me to. What I'll do, I guess, unless you want me to talk about issues I see in these budgets before they get to you. Now, the way things are working out, we on finance are planning to meet this Wednesday to look at, presumably, the completed budgets. I'm just not sure that we will have completed budgets by Wednesday. And therefore, all our deadlines will get pushed back.
Can I just ask a quick question on that, Lonnie? We were told that in order to get our budget together, you had to enter the values in our spreadsheets, and that our manager was waiting for a meeting to do that with you that got delayed. Are we going to have the opportunity to do that between now and the deadline?
Well, there's always a confusion around who's doing budgets. I'll talk to Kay at Kay is a separate situation in this budget process. That's not been the case for other stations. And so I'll talk about K in particular in conjunction with the motion, if that's okay. I'm just saying at this point, the budget process for four of the five stations has been and was in this go-around that the budgets were created by the general manager working with the ED, the CFO, and with the LSBs. And through that collaborative process, a budget was generated or created, because every one of those entities, the ED, the CFO, the LSB, and the general managers, have particular aspects of the budget that they are involved in and have unique knowledge about. Now, that's not the process, as I've experienced it this year at KPFK, and that brings me to some serious concern about how it was not done that way. And I want to speak to that in connection with this motion. But to finish the thought, that is, right now, if we don't have completed budgets by Wednesday for finance to look at, we may have to, you know, postpone and go back to Friday of this week. And that's pushing us to a point where if we look at our calendar, we'd like to get the budgets collated and out to the P&B. With the holiday coming, We lose a good part of next week due to the Labor Day holiday, and our goal is to get the budgets in the mail by the 9th of September, have them all finished and vetted, and have them be available to the PMB at least by the 12th, so that that meeting the following week, folks will have a budget in time to look it over. That's sort of the deadlines we're working with now. And I'll close by saying I'm finding some issues with the budget. Those budgets are not just come out of the LSB. Some of them have serious issues. And this motion would prevent me, as CFO, from changing, dealing with, or even working with the folks to fix those issues. Now, if the LSB has approved a budget and I find some serious errors in the budget, omissions in the budget, or concerns in the budget, what do we do with that model? And so with that said, I'd like to, if that's permittable, if I'd like to speak, I'd deal with my report on where we are in the budget process. If I could, I'd like to, if it's okay, I did not speak to the motion itself as a member of that finance committee. I have serious objections to this motion. And if I can, Madam Chair, can I just list them?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and we'll, now that you're done with the report, Donna, if you can hold Lonnie to the 2 minutes, and then we'll continue to take a stack around this motion.
You want me to hold Lonnie to 2 minutes?
Well, no one else has been held to 2 minutes, Madam Chair. Am I to be the first?
No. That now that your report's over and we're going into discussion, it was my understanding that Donna's been keeping two-minute time so that you didn't lose any time during your report.
Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. No, I was just keeping general time. I did not keep the two-minute time.
Oh, okay.
Previous speakers on other topics, as I recall, were not held to 2 minutes. I am the first who's been notified that.
Okay, go ahead, Lonnie. I apologize. I thought that that was part of the timekeeping that Donna was doing.
Sorry.
Well, in our discussion, so I'm here to issue a minority point of view on this motion. The motion seems, on its wording, fairly harmless. All it says is that after the budgets have been approved by the LSB, that it cannot
be... Can I do a point of clarification, though? It was my understanding, and Dave, please correct me, that I didn't hear a second to the motion. Did you present that as a motion or just as a report?
It's from the committee, so my understanding is it doesn't require a second.
Okay, so it is a motion.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, Lonnie. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, can we just try not to interrupt folks while they're mid-sentence? Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, here are my objections and concerns. The motion seems harmless on its face. All it seems to say is that once the LSBs have approved a budget, that it should not be changed by the ED, the CFO, or the general manager, or even the finance committee, until it goes to the PNB. That seems fairly harmless, but there's much more to it, and those that participate in the discussion can speak up. That's not the substance of the discussion we had. The issue here that was raised was who. I offered a substitute motion, which was rejected, which said simply that, in the spirit of compromise, that the budgets are generated or created by the for presentation to the LSB by the general manager working collaboratively with the CFO and the ED, and the LSB for that matter. That motion was rejected by the Finance Committee to my consternation, because it's exactly how the process works for most stations. What I found in working with Kay was that, in fact, the budget had been done and created by an LSB member, and that the intent of this motion is to have the LSBs not just simply review and approve a budget, but create the budget. And that's exactly what has happened here, that an LSB member created this budget, of course, working collaboratively. I don't know exactly how much with the GM, but it certainly was not with me and not with the ED. I find that very dangerous precedent for the following reasons. If the intent is to have the LSBs make a budget which no one can change, object to, or otherwise deal with, except as a parallel process where you sort of present your objections to that budget. That is not my understanding of the bylaws, and I think it's a change in the bylaws where now an LSB not just reviews and approves, but creates a budget. And there are many, many ways in which there are serious pitfalls can occur in that process. I'll name a few. Suppose an LSD decides to eliminate staff positions. That can't be changed until the PNB reviews all of that at a subsequent meeting in September on a crowded agenda. Suppose LSB fails to provide adequately in a budget for elections. That can't be changed until there's a September crowded agenda PNB. Suppose an LSB involves itself willingly or knowingly in self-dealing. How is that to be resolved? What about the issue of accountability? That is, responsibility for the generation of the budget, monitoring of the budget, falls into specific job descriptions, including the general manager, including the executive director, including the CFO. Those are real accountabilities that currently exist. Are these to be ignored now in favor of LSD control over the budget of a station? I view these budgets as operating budget for the station, not for the LSB, and that they review to ensure that the station adequately funded and is functioning through its monitoring. And that's supposed to be an annual process, not a monthly process where you're monitoring a budget. I could go on. Insurance, adequate budgeting for insurance. The LSBs don't have the expertise, in my view, to do the budget. And when I looked at the budget from Kay, it was clear they don't have that expertise. They left out entire sections of the budget. Many of the numbers were wrong. And, of course, I had some concerns about what was in that budget, which I'll bring up in a separate. So, to sum up, even though this motion looks harmless, the discussion and the intent of it was really clear. And I have a suggestion as to how it could be fixed. I think that the board now has to look at clarifying the budget process, which would state, and I had a substitute motion at the Finance Committee, which I now bring to this board, is that resolved. I'm offering a substitute. I can't offer a substitute motion, but I'm offering it to the body for someone who might want to make that motion, that the general manager, working collaboratively with CFO and the executive director and the LSB, is responsible for creating and generating a budget for review and approval by the local station board. I think that solves my problem. I'm happy with that language, and I think it allows also the maker of this motion to have what they say is important, that is, the LSB budget not be changed. But I think the better model, rather than the rigid, you don't change anything in an LSB budget, to a collaborative model, is a much better model to work with, and what 4 out of 5 stations are doing, by the way, and have been doing. But I see no reason to change what we, in fact, do by introducing new language. Anyway, that would be my position.
Madam Chair, as Chair of the Committee, I'd like to respond to a few of the statements made.
Well, no, Madam Chair, this is Mark. I'd like to speak. We can't do a back and forth on this.
You mean
can
like
we
did in the last report?
Well, I mean, after everyone is... Well,
you mean we shouldn't do it like we just did when you give
the
report?
There should
yeah.
be a stack here somewhere.
Hello?
Madam Chair, I would request to correct 2 pieces of incorrect information that were presented. I will
Hello?
Limit my comments.
We have a ruling from the chair.
Dave, I'm sorry. The reason I forgot, we have a motion, so it's a little different. But, I mean, I don't care either way, you know.
A stack, then, Madam Chair?
I'd just like to be on the stack.
Hello?
Hello,
we can hear you,
Julie.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've been pressing star 6 like a million times. So, what I would prefer to do, Dave, if there are 2 factual pieces without any editorials that you'd like to correct, let's do that quickly, and then I'd like to take a stack on this.
Mark on the stack, please.
The CFO stated that essentially the motion he just read was voted down by the committee. That's not correct. It was divided from a motion that dealt with the other thing, and it was tabled unanimously. The other statement regards the process of the KPFK-generated budget, and I'll just say that it was done in complete collaboration with the general manager, and the general manager has been in ongoing contact with the CFO. I'll reserve some of my other comments for when I'm called upon to speak.
Okay, thank you, Dave. So I have Mark on the stack. Is there anyone else that would like to be added?
Dave, what?
And Sarp.
but
Rob.
I'll go after others who have not spoken.
Madam Chair,
Ray.
Time is up.
I move to extend time by 10 minutes.
Second.
I object. I think we need at least 20.
All right, by 15 minutes. Let's just see, and then we could extend again.
Okay, is there a second to 15?
I second it this way.
All right, are there any objections to extending for 15?
I object.
Okay, do we want to move to a vote?
Yep.
Okay.
Julie,
so
you'll have to
on
hear.
The table, you guys ready? We want to know, should we extend time for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Right, and Madam Chair, if we don't extend time, then the matter dies, right?
Yes.
On order?
Yes, Dave.
At the end of time, the matter is disposed of either by a vote or a motion to table. It doesn't just die, is my understanding.
Okay,
correct.
Let's move to this vote and see where we go. Donna?
Marty?
Yes. Extend.
Steve?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
I'm sorry. I'm going to abstain on it.
Lavarin? I'll come back. William? I'll come back. Fatty?
Did he say Fatty, my name? Yes.
I tried.
Yeah, you did well.
Star? Dave?
Yes.
Maria? Dewey? Oh, no, your chair. Donna? Yes. Joe?
Yes.
And Cozy?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes, extend.
Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Oh, you came. Hi. How you doing?
I've been around. Sorry.
Okay. So you said yes. Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Serena?
Yes.
Coming back to Lavarin.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, great. Yes.
William?
I voted no.
And Sean?
Yes.
Okay, it passes, Madam Chair. I'll count them up later. It overwhelmingly passed.
Okay, thanks. So on this stack right now, I have Mark, Sarv, Ray, Dave. Was there anyone else?
Yes, Lavarin. I'm sorry, I was on mute before.
No problem.
Ambrose.
Okay, Ambrose. Okay, why don't we go ahead and get started, Mark? And
okay.
Now I'm going to impose the two-minute rule, so everyone's clear.
Okay, I'll
go forward with
that.
Thanks.
2 minutes.
Okay. All right. First of all, I voted against this measure on the National Finance Committee, and I sent an email for the reasons for that to all of you, so I'll just try to keep it on point here. You have to keep in mind that our national budget is a consolidation of the five individual stations, and then we throw in the national units, and that creates our consolidated national budget. The notion that the executive director and the CFO, who of course will be evaluated on the finances, and I remind the PMB that we evaluated very harshly last year with respect to financial matters in the network, to sort of remove them from the process, and the extent that the LSB operating independently could create a budget and then pass it and then say this must be the budget untouched. And the executive director and the CFO and the business managers and the general managers who we pay for their expertise were to be on the sidelines is an absolutely ridiculous way to go. I'm disappointed with the National Finance Committee, who spends a lot of time on these matters and a little bit of time on overseeing the national budget spending. But the main thing is, I'll give an example, WPFW's LSB, which approved the budget, looked at a number of motions that were put forward by an LSB. At that time, we had 13 members, then other people left, so a majority vote would be 7 members. So 7 members of an LSB could pass a budget changing salaries, cutting, slashing things that were not realistic, that would not occur, that would create the difficulties we face this year, and this motion says that would be just fine. I think it castrates the National Finance Committee, who's, remember, the bylaws say the LSB approves, the National Finance Committee recommends, and the board, the national board, adopt.
Reviews, not recommends. Reviews.
No, I'm speaking, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, go
recommend.
Ahead. Your time
the goes. National Finance Committee recommends. And the recommendation process would be here, the National Finance Committee would be castrated, just sitting on the sidelines while the LSBs called the shots. The National Finance Committee was created to, in order to adjudicate these kinds of difficulties and keep the network solvent, to allow any one individual rogue LSB of majority to decide how the listeners' dollars should be spent without any oversight, any overrule, any ability to reach some sort of consensus on behalf of the National Finance Committee before adoption by the PMB, or is the wrong way to go. Nobody does that.
Madam Chair, I did call time. Do you want me to wait till the person finishes their sentence?
I think we need to
have a chance
forward, but we could be respectful.
Well,
so.
I'm trying to be, Madam Chair.
I understand, Ray.
Donna, you're always picking on me.
I'm sorry.
Ray?
I bet he's Savi's next.
No. Oh, sorry. Yes, Sarv. I'm sorry.
Could I just announce that I've joined the call? It's Maria.
Yay.
Hi,
Maria.
Welcome.
Hello.
Okay, Sarv, and then Ray, and then Dave.
And my time starts now?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, thank you. First of all, I want to clarify that. Somebody said that it's a review, other person said recommend. Let me read you directly out of that bylaws. The finance committee which shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly and shall include as members chief financial officer and blah, blah, blah. Okay? So the finance committee, it reviews and recommends. So I think this motion, even though I agree with the sentiments of it, I do not like the way it's worded. Governing boards do not make budgets. LSP members, they don't have the expertise to do it. The management should make the budget, and the board should approve the budget. And also, this is a piecemeal stuff here. It just addresses from LSB to the PNB, but it does not address prior to that what happens. So I think that we should not be working on the piecemeal stuff. We should be looking at general manager, CFO, and the executive director produce the budget. They send it to the LSB. LSB and its finance committee approves it or disapproves it, send it to the financial committee, finance committee. They look at it, and they make recommendations and changes and whatever and send it to the PNB for approval. And I think that this one is a fairly complicated motion here, and it's sitting there all by itself, that the National Finance Committee, cannot do anything here. And I think that members on the LSB, most of them do not have expertise, and they have to rely on our management. And we should not just Mark's wording, I don't usually use it, castrating and that kind of
time.
Stuff. But... But thank you. That's all I have to say.
I'm thankful.
Okay, Ray.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
By the way, some of what I was going to say was said, so I'll just mention that the motion doesn't say anywhere that the budget should come from the LSB. So I guess what I'll ask of Dave, if he can, when he's speaking, to tell me what is the aim of this motion, what does it aim try to correct, or what is trying to change in present practice. That's it.
Okay, Dave, do you want to respond to that, and then you can, it's also your turn for comment.
Okay, well, let me make my comments first. A number of false statements have been put forward. First, that this motion, the most important one is the attitude that this motion does a lot more than it says it does, and it grants enormous powers to LSB to exclude other people from the process prior to the passage of the budget, which is false. You've heard innuendo about the behavior of the KPFK LSB. You've heard innuendo about, putting things in or out, renegade, et cetera, et cetera. Let me point out that the National Board is responsible for passing the budget, for adopting it. The point of this motion is that if an LSB does something that executives don't like, they're not free to alter those numbers before they come to the national board. Now, last year, we did have experience during the budget where we had what was told to us by the CFO as several different budgets as a result of that were changes that were made after the budget had been passed. And those changes, he said, were the result of contingencies placed on it by the national board, but there were more than just those contingencies. What this makes clear is that if anybody objects to what a local station board has done, those objections take the form of a parallel document so that the national board sees what that local board approved. If we're going to have listener governance, if we're going to have local station board governance, what they produce, what they approve, and the approval is part of the bylaws, should come forward for consideration. And that's all it does. It does not allow the LSB to prevent any overruling by anybody. That's a false statement by some of our colleagues. It does not state that the LSB is going to make the budget. That's a false statement by some of our colleagues. If this motion is voted down, what you are in effect saying is that, for example, the CFO finding something he didn't like, or the executive director, in the local station board's budget could alter those numbers, and it could come before the PNB with altered numbers, and the PNB does not have the time to go down every line item and look. What this says is, if you've got issues with it, they come in parallel.
This is Patty.
Okay, Patty's Patty, I'll add you to the stack. LaVarne, Ambrose, and then Patty.
And then Wendy.
Rob, was it?
Hey, if this is LaVarne, am I on?
Yes.
This is Rob. I thought I requested being in the stack.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'll add you right now.
Thank you, thank you.
Sure. Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I'm just a little surprised that, you know, the whole budget process should be collaborative, and to, like, to scold and chastise the KPFK LSB, I don't think that that's really you know, what we're trying to accomplish here. I think we should be working. If there's some issues with KPFK, that should have been addressed with them at the time versus on this national phone call to, like, scold them and chastise them about their budget. And I think what Dave is saying is that point to the fact that this year we didn't know what our budget was. Going to a working group to determine what the real budget was. So, you know, that is not good. So I think we're trying to address some of those issues now so we won't get into the year knowing if our budget is A, B, or C. And in addition, you know, just want to give an update on KPFK. You know, we have all the aspects of the budget has been done and that have been done. And that we have a headcount budget this year. This is the first year, and I think this points to the work that the National Finance Committee and our local station board has done in terms of getting information for all stations so we can make informed decisions and understand what our real expenses are and how the headcount actually the relation to the headcount and total spending. And in fact, in our plan, we not only have headcount, but we have the salaries with each person's initial and their salary. So therefore, and it's private and confidential for LSB only. So it really allows the LSB to understand where the expenses are going and also understand, you know, how that relates to total expenses. So some of the issues that we have identified in KPFA's budget include just total revenue. You know, we believe that the revenue, the listener income at the same level as 05 is not realistic or is not really good budgeting. It should be anywhere from 5 to 10% below. We have an issue with that LSB budget where we have $5,000 in for a parliamentarian, which is almost 50% of the LSB expenses. And we have, and some of the LSB members, staff members really wanted to go into a really more detailed understanding and discussion on the budget. So we have given, our treasurer has given Alani, I believe, a timetable in terms of when we believe we can have some of these issues addressed and when we can perhaps implement some of those changes in the KPFA's budget. Thank you.
Madam Chair, thank you, Mavarn. Madam Chair, the time for the whole 15 minutes is up now.
I call the question.
Second.
I call the question.
Second.
Okay, the question's been called and it's been seconded. Are there any objections to closing the
debate? Who seconded it?
I did, Teddy.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any objections to closing debate?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So if we can move to a roll call vote.
Okay, here we go.
Point of information, Madam Chair, I'd like to withdraw because basically if we don't vote to extend, then that is equivalent to closing debate. So I'll withdraw it to save time. And if we consider a vote to extend, if that passes, then that's the will of the body.
Okay. I move to extend for next 10 minutes.
I'll second that. If at the end of 10 minutes, we will actually
vote on
this
item. That'd be the final extension.
Okay. So you're seconding it, Fadi?
I'm seconding that if we do actually vote at the end of that 10 minutes. We have to vote.
Okay.
You can't do that. You just have to...
Are there any objections to extending
time? I'm nudging you
guys.
Come on.
Well, I mean, if you extend, then you can extend again. That's
he
all you
can He's kidding.
I understand. I'm just nudging
Let's
you
keep
guys.
Going.
So are there any objections to extending for another 10 minutes? All right. Hearing none, let's move along the stack. We have Ambrose, Patty, Wendy, and Rob.
You add Lonnie to the stack.
And Lonnie.
And Dave.
I thought we had Ambrose on the stack.
Yeah.
Did you hear me, Julie?
You guys is 6:49 right now.
Yes. Ambrose?
The question you must always ask when a resolution is put before a body is why? Why is this particular resolution necessary? You know, I sat through every one of these teleconferences with every one of the stations. LaVarn, the reason that things were so well with A is because on the stack, the general manager, your treasurer, your CFO, and me, we sat through a few hours going over facts. That's how you came out with what you did, the information you had. We did that for all five stations. So the question is, how does this thing create a better situation than we currently have? It does not. And it's a waste of time to spend all this time doing something that there's no need for. All you have to do is read your bylaws and you'll know what the process should be. And how in the world does a board give up its responsibility to direct its executive to change things? That's what it says. Read your bylaws. And then you'll know that this is totally unnecessary. So we should never vote for things that are unnecessary. Only those things that are required. We pass all kinds of resolutions. This is one of those things that should never have been, we should never have spent the time that we spent on it.
I think Patty Heffley is next, Madam Chair.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, this motion would help with the, as people said, with the situation of, like, the budget changing after it's approved. This is, fixes that it can't be changed after it's approved. That's very important. The second thing is that we were all elected through a whole process to add governance by listeners and staff to this foundation, and it says the board approves the budget. Now, an important thing is that if the LSB does all that work in collaboration with everybody, like we did in our station too, there's always input by everybody. But in the end, it should be the local station board decides, approves that. And then it gets sent to the PMB. But if in the middle somebody, doesn't like it on the national, say national decides they want an extra $500,000 in their coffers up there, so they go around fixing all the budgets so that they're going to get that extra, the 20% adds up to the $500,000 for they can do what they do. And we have almost no oversight over the national budget being designed at all. So this is it all has to get passed through the PMB anyway. So I think it gives a little more power to the local areas, since we're supposed to be governing our stations. and it stops it from being, as someone said, you know, budget A, B, or C, like we had last year when we had 6 months where we didn't even know what our budget was because it had been changing all the time. By the CFO decided, or the ED or somebody decided that they didn't like certain things in it or couldn't afford it. So, you know, I think this is a good motion to keep, you know, grassroots governance, and, you know, people are collaborating on them all the time on these budgets. Nobody's left out.
And that's time, exactly 2 minutes.
Okay, next is Wendy.
Hi, I really just want to stop everything and just say how I really feel that the KPFK board and management are doing a great job in all of this. And I want to point out how things kind of change when a station actually is successful and they have something to protect. And, you know, I feel like we're sort of, with KPFK, I feel like we're sort of not, you know, it just changes the discussion to a totally different level when a station is actually doing so well that they need to watch out for what they're doing. And so, anyway, that was my main point, is I just want to point out that I think I want to commend KPFK for doing such a good job in working with their management and raising so much money and doing a great job. And as far as what Ambrose said, you know, why would we ever want to do any of this? I don't think that this motion at all takes any power away from the PNB. The PNB could still stop any rogue board and vote against whatever they're doing. They have the ultimate authority in the end. They can't, they're going to be watching out for everything. And I'm sorry that people are taking offense to, enforcing the bylaws, which says that the LSB will approve a budget. If you change the budget after they approve it, then that seems to not enforce that bylaws provision. So I guess, you know, maybe we should be changing that bylaw if this isn't an appropriate thing. But I think it's a good motion. I'm going to vote for it.
Okay. Is Robertson now, Madam Chair?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Did you say Rob?
Yes, no. Rob.
Okay. I'm not sure that we have enough information here. I don't understand how, on the one hand, I don't understand how this resolution delegates the power to create budgets to the local station boards, as Lonnie suggested. That doesn't make sense to me. And so I'd like to know what specifically this really is trying to do. We did have a situation with our LSB where some members of the local station board felt that they could stop the general manager last year from levying a pay raise to all of the general managers by saying that the money should not be put into the budget. And so one of the concerns that I do have is if we're trying to use budget policy to basically take a backdoor approach and go after the authority of the executive director to set pay and compensation policy, then I have a concern with that, but it's not clear to me that that's what this resolution is trying to achieve either. I would just close by making the statement that it's up to us, the Pacifica National Board, to set policy around the budget, what the budget structure looks like, how the budget process works, and what the rules of budgeting are. And I'm very distressed that the National Finance Committee with Lonnie have not gotten into those types of discussions, because we have total authority to set the budget process and set the rules by which the budget is drawn up and move back and forth between governance and management. I will say that I'm very distressed that I'm not even sure that management is looking at some of the numbers that come back from the stations, because there's an allocation of 30% of the funding in our budget, which makes very little sense to me at all, and obviously nobody took a look at that. So I'm not happy with either position. It's not clear to me what this is trying to either achieve or prevent, and I'm very unhappy.
Madam Chair, I have a motion to divide.
Okay, well, we still have some folks on stack. I don't know if that would necessarily take precedence or not.
Well, it doesn't, but I'll just hold on to motion. But I'd like to be on the stack so I can present a motion to divide, because I think that, well, I just want to do that.
Madam Chair, we have 90 seconds left.
We have two folks left on the stack, and then you'll be added, Mark. So Lonnie and then Dave.
Well, I have some very specific issues. When I looked at Kay's budget, I first of all realized that no one at that station knew how to produce the budget. And I got a budget that was signed by someone named Terry Goodman. I asked the GM where the budget was. She said it was with the LSB. She was not, as most LSB general managers are, really driving the budget process. I had concerns about Kay's budget because the LSB, in generating that budget, had moved their own expenses from $634 in 2004 to a budget in 2006 where they had $12,000 or $10,000 in the budget for themselves. So I expressed my concern to the general manager about it, and she said, well, it's up to the LSB. I had a concern in that budget where there's $12,000 in discretionary money that the LSB put into the budget for themselves. Discretionary? No, you want to know more about that. And now I'm in a position with a motion here where I can't question it, or I have to wait until it gets to the P&B. I don't think that makes any sense. I think that everyone needs checks and balances. And you don't give any group, seven or eight people, the ability to control massive assets of this network without a check and balance.
The total time is up.
Okay, so we can move to extend. We have both Dave and Mark on the stack right now.
Move to extend long.
Extend 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Second.
Okay.
Someone make a motion to.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections?
Move and seconded to do what?
To extend
and
for
five minutes.
5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Any objections? Okay, hearing none, Dave and then Mark.
Okay, again. Lonnie says he can't question something until it gets to the PNB. That's not true. He can question anything he wants. He can ask the LSB to make changes. He can also tell the PNB he thinks that changes should be made. It's interesting that this keeps being attempted to be made into a referendum on the KPFK LSB, and I am in opposition to those who are speaking in support and in opposition to our LSB, because that's not what this motion is about. What this motion says is the CFO and the executive director cannot change a number in the document passed by the LSB. Let's say, for example, that the LSB had done a bunch of terrible things, and the CFO went through and fixed them all, and then it came to the national board and says, here's the budget, and we passed that. Well, we wouldn't know that that LSB had done a bunch of terrible things. We wouldn't know any of the differences. There would be no documentation required that described the differences between what the LSB had passed and all those different lines and what the PNB was presented with. Now, we got told this year, speaking of spending out of budget, that raises to the national staff were made mid-year, even though they weren't budgeted. Somebody asked, I don't know whether that was the story about, no, the bonuses were somebody asked the chair. The raises that weren't in the budget were told, well, we sent you an email about it and you didn't say anything about it or some such. So what we're trying to do is get it nailed that the document that is a document of record that was approved by the LSB as required in the bylaws is what is sitting there, and anybody who wants to take a whack at it or propose a change or anything can do so. We have been told that Lonnie has to enter our budget numbers, our being KPFK's, into a sheet at National before it can become a formal budget. So he has all of the things necessary to generate an alternative and can argue for it. Ditto the National Finance Committee. This is a very simple thing that speaks to the right of the LSB's budget to be approved by the national, to be considered by the national board, which can vote it up or down or take any alternative, and that once the PNB passes that budget, that's the budget and any other changes have to be done by it. The PNB still retains all authority, and all the rest of this is a canard. I'd ask the board to ask why the canard is being raised.
Madam Chair.
Call a question.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Director Adelson is not responding to my my notice of time. I just
oh,
want
I didn't
know.
Hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Mark?
Okay. There are a couple things here. One is, one of the things that, Dave keeps suggesting here is that, the role of the National Finance Committee does not exist. That the National Finance Committee does not consist of the treasurers from the LSBs mm-hmm. who would be able to report to that body should the general management go on some spending spree. That's why we have a treasurer and a board member from each station area on the National Finance Committee. That's why we go around the room and look at the budget, or should, and look at the numbers and look at any alterations and any changes and ask questions. The National Finance Committee's role to recommend is there for a reason. Ignoring that body, which this motion does and which Dave has done this entire evening, that's the problem with this motion, one. Two, the question of changes in the budget after the PMB has approved it is a legitimate one. Concerns were raised that that would happen after the PMB approves. But yet, when the National Finance Committee looked at this motion, there was another motion presented to divide it, where just the last sentence would be held, which says, once the PMB has approved the budget cannot be changed by anyone without PMB approval. That means that the PMB knows once they sit down and approve it, that's the budget, that's the baseline budget for the year. That motion was defeated by the National Finance Committee because what they want to do is this whole motion with elevation of the LSB. Don't be fooled. Don't pass this motion. I'm done, Julie.
Call
okay.
the question, Ralph.
So the
question's
campaign.
Been called.
Call the question.
We're at time, so I don't think we need to.
No, we're okay. at time.
All right, so then we need to move to a vote on the motion. Would anyone like the motion reread?
I would.
Okay. Can Donna or Dave, can you please reread the motion?
Do you want me to read it exactly as you put it out, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, you have the one that's of record. I don't want to make changes to it after the National Finance Committee voted in favor of it.
Okay. Once a station LSB has approved the budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff prior to presentation of the LSB approved budget to the PMB for adoption. Foundation staff or management or the National Finance Committee may make recommendations regarding the budget to the PMB prior to adoption, but these must be presented in a document separate from the LSB approved budget. Once the PMB has approved a budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff without PMB approval. That's it.
Just call the vote.
Okay. Can you call the roll?
Yes, I can. Okay. Marty? I'll come back. Steve?
Oh, wait. Madam Secretary, this is a motion, so yes means to approve.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I think yes means that you agree with the motion.
All right, thank you.
Okay. I'll start again with Marty. Steve?
No.
LaVarne?
Yes.
William?
Yes.
No.
Patty?
All right.
Patty?
Was that Fatty or Patty?
No, Fatty.
Me? Yes.
Star?
No.
Dave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maria?
Yes.
Pass Julie. Donna? Yes. Joe?
No.
And Cozy? I'll come back. Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa? I'll come back. Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
Teresa said yes.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Ray?
No.
Bob?
Abstain.
Michael?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Mark?
No.
Rob?
Abstain.
Zarina? Okay, I'll come back. Marty? There's no vote from Marty. in Cozy?
I've been on a national conference call here for 2 hours.
In Cozy.
This is in Cozy. No.
In Cozy, I'm sorry.
No.
You said no?
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you, ma'am. And Serena. Serena? And no vote from Serena.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can now. How do you vote?
I said no.
You said no. Okay. Thank you very much. We've got the no's are one.
Shauna?
Yes, who is this?
Did you record my votes, Maria?
I recorded a yes for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So you've just empowered the CFO to change LSB.
Please, please.
No comment.
Nice going.
Well, the CFO talks all the time.
Okay.
Nice
going.
All right,
Bob.
Thank you.
For the personal privilege, I'm going to have to leave this call. Thank you very much.
Okay, moving on to the ED update.
Budget.
Ambrose?
I'm going to take your Pacifica headlines. We've begun those again after we had stopped because of the cost of it. We had Ron Pinchback, Ursula, and Verna, and the FSRN rep to meet, and they've begun again. The FSRN negotiations, we have sent...
Wait, Ambrose?
Yeah.
Wendy. So the reason that this had stopped because there wasn't enough funding, how did that work out? Now we have extra money or what?
No, it was too expensive. We've substantially reduced the cost. That's how we did it.
Of Free Speech Radio News?
No, the Pacifica headlines. So are we using volunteers now?
Are we using a Free Speech Radio News representative? Vernon was not using that person yet. She had hired a special person, and it was simply too costly. So we've restructured it, and it's begun again, and it will continue. Now, Free Speech Radio News negotiations. We have sent the agreement to Mike Martin because you had suggested strongly that we needed to attorney to look at it, and I chose Mike because he's a former member of this board and had been active with it. And Mike has not gotten back to me on that. I sent him another email letter today. And if we don't hear from him within the week, I'll get another attorney to take a look at it. The RFPI. We had a meeting just the other day. And we've scheduled another meeting on the 9th of September. And what we're going to do is discuss fundraising later on this week with the general managers to get from them a suggestion as to a date for our one-day fundraiser. Also going to try to get an independent grant writer who won't require money up front but will take a percentage of whatever he or she is able to raise. They feel that they need about $220,000. They'll need it for about a year and a half, and there will be no continuing Pacifica obligation. And Maria was extremely helpful. She said she would ask her father whether or not he can make land that he has available in Oklahoma to them to put up the antenna. We'll know about that shortly. But we'll have another meeting on the 9th of September.